Today's daf in Masechet Chulin is daf Kufchav Dalet, and we're holding on Kufchav Gimel Amud Beit, and we're in the middle of the sugya of the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And the issue here had begun. It's important to review this because we're going to be restating this machlokas a little bit later today in a different way. We were talking about being Matahara Talit that had become Tame by tearing it. And we had been quoted that the shear would be Beruvo, but only if you have less than a shear of a ma'aforet, which is a turban. But if you had left a size of a ma'aforet, it would be a chibur. So Reish Lakish says, no, that this is true, but only in a case where it's made out of material. But if it would be made out of skin, the skin is easily re-sewn, and so if it's still cut together, when you sew it back up, it's going to hold together very, very well, and therefore it's not considered to be a break. So we've been contrasting various things where the fact that something is still connected is not sufficient to give it a din of being strong and therefore not broken. And we needed to answer each and every one of them. Today we're also going to bring additional things, and we'll see that these are not necessarily exactly the same as Reish Lakish, but we're trying to build up over here a database of the various type of things where we've got an attachment, where cholim is important or where it's not important. And so we move here to the famous case of an oven, and this is now the sugya from the Mishnah in Kalim. And the din is that an oven, remember, an oven in those days was made not out of metal, but was made out of charis, and therefore there's no way to be metired. Furthermore, the way that it would be made is that it was built on the ground, and then it was sealed to the ground with cement, and that cement, which is called the tefillah, was used as insulation all the way up around the inside of the oven. The fire was placed on the ground, the whole of the oven was on top, and what you would do to bake was not put something on the floor of the oven, you would attach it to the side of the oven, what we call today latha, or we still call it ish tanur, because it is baked in the fire of a real tanur, because it's on the edge, or the pitot, where the original way to bake was to throw them up against the side of the oven, the way the temanim bake the matzot today. So here it says like this, if you have a tanur that already became tamei, what would you do to matire it? You'd have to split it into three separate sections, and that way you will ensure that there's no piece that is bigger than rov. Obviously, it means that the three pieces have to be sort of equally spaced so that no piece will ever get to be a rov. And then you need to take off the inside lining, which holds it together, so the cement has got to go. So you chokor l'shlosha, and your gorer tatvilah, you have to scrape the plaster that you use to hold it together, and that you got to take it down all the way to the ground. Archiehe ba'aretz, because if you don't take it down to the ground, it's all going to be held together by the plaster, and therefore it's no longer considered to be whole once you do that. Rabbi Meir says, nah, you don't have to go so far. You don't have to be gorer tatvila, you don't have to strip the plaster off, you certainly don't have to strip it all the way down to the ground, that's for sure. Certainly not large art. All you need to do is to reduce it. You make it smaller, mamato mibifnim. Leaving the tvela on is not a problem. But what you need to do is you break the area of the oven, which is on top, and that way you don't have to worry about the oven, as long as less than 4 tefachim. We'll see whether we're talking about 4 tefachim in height, we're talking about 4 tefachim in width, but you don't have to take off the plaster. Okay, now, the problem is that if Reish Lakish is correct, then this doesn't make sense, because according to Reish Lakish, why would we say, Rabbi Meir is willing to say, and less than 4 tefachim it is tar. Why would that be true? According to Reish Lakish, when you have something that is cholim, and all you need to do now to make it work perfectly well is put on some more plaster, but right now it's being held together by the plaster, just like the ore. So, lema ha-cholim v'koyim. Why don't we say that it would all be a perfectly good one, since it's not any different than the ore, there it should be exactly the same as a piece of an ore beged that is kept together. So that means that Rabbi Meir is saying that Reish Lakish is far. It doesn't make any sense. Amalei Rava, come on. I mean, you can't really mean that, because if you were asking on him only from Rabbi Meir, you could have brought a riot to him from the Rabbana. If anything, the Rabbanan support Reish Lakish. You got to get rid of every little piece, and if it's strong, it's still going to be tameh, no matter how much of it you took off. So that's not an issue. It works out perfectly well. I'll leave it Reish Lakish. El Amarava, really, what the Mishnah is saying is Achikama. You read the Mishnah wrong. Tanush Nitma Ketzeh B'Tarinoto. This first part of the Mishnah, everybody agrees, both the Rabbanan and Rebbe Meir. Divrei Hakol, you need to be Chol Kol Shlosha. Once it's tummy already, the only way to be Matayaret is to be completely Mavatlet from a Shem of Klis. You have to go at the Tefillah, Ache Paritz, you got to go all the way down, and then Enochinami, according to Reish Lakish, and this church fits perfectly. It'll become tummy if it's not all the way down, because you got this nice cement that's holding it together. What about, now, put in this piece, what about Harotzeshul Yavotan Roli De Tumah? You want to make sure that your oven is never Roli LeKabel Tumah. So that means that you have to make it now not a kosher oven, in terms of its being Roli, to be a Kli. And now it's never going to become Tameh. So what do? Rabbi Meir says, you need to basically, and here's what Rabbi Meir says, you need to just bring it down to less than four tefachim. But the Rabbanan, that's where we have the machlokas. The Rabbanan said, there's nothing to do. You have to, even for this, you have to be chokol shosha, gorer tatvilah, chebaritz. And here Rabbi Meir says, look, if it didn't become tameh yet, then just make sure that it's not a kosher oven. So you don't have to be gorer tatvilah, certainly enough to bring it down to the ground, mamato mi'ar betvachim, and that would be enough. So there's a difference between an oven that's tameh and an oven that's Roi LeKabel Tumah, which means that Rabbi Meir is basically following Reish Lakish beautifully. So the only machlokas is where, what's considered to be the shiur of the oven in the first place. But now let's try to make sense of this. Omama, you say, Chokal Shlosha. But if you would only be chalaking into two parts, in other words, it'd be a problem. Why? Because then one of the parts would be larger and would be a roof. Problem is, Raminu. The other Mishnah says that Tanur Kilato Arba'a, an oven needs to be four tefachim. And only if it's four tefachim high is it considered to be a kli. So that means you have a new oven. It's not considered to be Mekabel Tumah unless it's big enough to do its job. And that means, as before, talking about, if once it was made into an oven, and now it's broken, Shiarav Arba'ah, whatever is left over also has to be four tefachim. So that if it's less than four tefachim, then it's still tameh. If it's more than four tefachim, it doesn't matter. It's still going to be tameh. If it's less than four tefachim, then you're a metayaret. So says Rabbi Meir. But the chachamim say, ba'medvarim amurim. This is only where you have a gadol, a large oven that's meant for use in a kitchen. Alva b'katan, if it's a small oven, it could be any size. So then tchilato koshu, you can make it that way, l'chatchila, any size you want. As long as mishitikamer melachto, you finished making it strong by heating it. And in that case, what it seems to be saying is, in that case, we're going to see whether that's true. So shiarav berubo, and if it's broken, so then as long as most of it is okay, it's still as high as 50% plus, and it's still considered to be an oven. Now, when you say kol shehu, says the Gemara, I mean, obviously it can't be literally kol shehu. I mean, it has to be roi to be used. What do you mean by kol shehu? Army devei Rabbi Yanai, we mean a tefach. The reason I say a tefach, shken osin tanurim beno tefach. They do make ovens that are a tefach. Now, lemaisa, this seems to be a slightly wrong girsa. I mean, it seems to me that it should say either, like it does in the Misachat Nida, shekein osim tanure banot, children's tanurim, Fisher-Price tanurim, that are used in the playroom, but that they really bake. These have to be a tefach, and that's the minimum size. Believe me, a Fisher-Price can get it, or Easy Bake Company can get away with making it smaller, make it smaller. So that's the minimum shear. So either it should say tanurim livanot or tanurei benot. It doesn't mean shkenosim tanurim benot tefach. Because we don't really make tanurim in a tefach, we make tanurim libanot of a tefach. Well, okay. Look, nobody changes the girsa. It's not that there's anything wrong. It's just that it doesn't match the girsa elsewhere. And in the end, the Gemara is going to have to come up with the idea of it being a Fisher Price oven anyway. Okay, so it says the Gemara, now we seem to have a contradiction here, right? Because you're saying over here, Taima, Tiikashira of Arba'ah. But as long as you get less than Arba'ah, it would be Tohar, right? But before we said, no, if it's more than Rov, it's going to be Tameh no matter what. Mashma, even if it's less than Arba Tvachim. Now, which one is it? Is it that it's going to be less than Arba, or is it that it's going to be less than Rov? So basically, we've got two contradictory approaches here in the Mishnayos. I mean, one of them, we're clearly talking about a case where even if a piece is less than four Tvachim, because Rabbi Meir says that you, all you need to do is have less than four tefachim. But the rabbanan would say, no, it has to be broken so you don't have rov. In other words, so even if it's less than four tefachim, Rabbi Meir's case wouldn't matter. Much again over here in this Mishnah, it says, no, as long as you don't have arba tefachim, it's okay. Which one is it? The answer is the Gemara says it's not really a problem. It's two completely different cases. Remember, the reason that we're saying that something is tame is because it's still basically usable as an oven. All right, so you say, you have an oven that is four tefachim, that's okay. Okay, well, what that would mean is you take this piece of four tefachim that still is the, let's say, the top piece of the oven, you could set it down on the ground and still use it as a miniature oven, right? But if you cut it horizontally, then it's cracked along the bottom. It's not really going to work very well sitting on the ground. If you sliced it through along the vertical axis, okay, then it's, you know, you can put it on the ground and it'll hold together because it's both on the ground. So over there it will work perfectly well. There are others who learn it the opposite direction. But in any event, it depends what we're talking about. Obviously, we'd have to adjust whether we're talking about four tefachim high or four tefachim wide accordingly. I mean, we're talking about splitting something along the vertical axis. When you're talking about four tefachim, you can't be talking about the height. You didn't do anything to the height. You'd have to be talking about the width of the oven. If you're talking about where you cut it through the horizontal axis, there you'd be talking about the height of the oven. But anyway, the difference is, where hatam the tzalke meets, like the Mishnah, it says, as long as the less than four tefachim is talking about where you made it a horizontal cut. Basha'enkein, where you say that it has to be pochas mi rov, and that would be a case where avdegistra, where you cut it down, the vertical axis over there, you could actually have it sitting properly on the ground. Now, let's look a little bit more closely at that Mishnah. Amar, Shiorav Berubo. You're saying that it's got to have rov in order for it to retain its tumah. That sounded like you were talking about the Tanur Katan, which was only a tefach. Does this make sense? I mean, first you say, Bamedvar Murim, Begadol, Bebekotnik, Be a tefach, and Shiorav Beruba. How could less than a tefach be good for anything? So, Rubo, the tefach, Lamayakotit, should be bottle the moment that it gets to be less than that, because it doesn't do anything. No, says Abaye, you didn't understand. There's two separate things. First, we talk about the size of an oven. Initially, we say Gadol, Bamedvar Murim, but for Katan, not. Now, moving back to the Gadol again, what's Shiorav? Because it's obvious, everybody would understand that it can't certainly be talking about less than a Shiorav, less than a Tefach on a Katan, that's ridiculous. But moving back to the Gadol, that's what it means. A Shiore Gadol is be what? Berubo. That's what it means. But Einochinami, the Katan certainly is not going to retain its tumah if it's larger, if it's anything less than a tefach. That seems to be the Pashto Sugya, although the Mashmaut in the Rambam is not like that, and we have to redo the whole Sugya according to him. Ask the Gemara, but it still doesn't make sense, because before you said that the Rabbanan held that the Shirayim have to be now for tefachim, and anything less is not kosher. Because they said that's dafka with the Bamedvar Mamorim, dafka betanur gadol. So in other words, they agree with Rabbi Meir that you need to have both Shirayim and originally as before Tvachim. So how can you say that over here? It's the Gemara. What's the problem? It's whichever comes first. Ho betanura bar tisha, where you say rov, that's talking about where the rov will be more than four. You start off with nine. Ho betanura bar shiva, you're saying that you need at least four Tvachim. That's because if you'd say rov over there, you'd be talking only about three and a half tefachim. If it started off with sheva, you don't have to go down to three and a half. Okay, So this was approach number one to the whole sugya of the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. There's a completely different lashon that starts the opposite way. Lishnach mina amrila. Rav Huna had initially said, according to this version, that Amr Rav Huna mishum Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, that in a case where you're cutting through a talit, you should know it doesn't matter. As long as it rove, even if what's left, I feel sure about kedei ma'aforet, even if what's left is the size of a handkerchief, or a kafiyah, the halacha would be that it would be exactly the same. It still would be tahar. And on that, in this version, Rish Lakish said, well, that's true about a talit, but when it comes to or, not the problem is that it's cholim, because then it doesn't fit with the needing the ma'aforet. But when it comes to or is a very choshuva thing, and therefore it has its own significance, even if it's torn, berubo, as long as there's a place that's kidei ma'aforet. It would remain tame nonetheless in this version. And in this version, Rabbi Yochanan says, there's no difference. Or is not choshev, and therefore robo is enough to be matired. And in this version, Rabbi Yochanan's question to Reish Lakish is from the Mishnah, not based on the idea of cholim, but based on the idea of choshev. And there, the Mishnah says, or tamei midras. Let's say you started off with midras hazav. Tamiz Azov sits down on this. So then the moment that Kishev Lav L'Ritzuv is sandali, if you decide that you want to tear it into small pieces to use as shoe laces or to make a sandal out of it, as soon as you put in the Ismal, Givan Shenatan Bo Ismal, Tor. That makes it Tor because now you've reduced it. Divrei Rabbi Meir, so it's no longer the Kli that it was, and you've shown with this Maisa that it's no longer the Kli was Mashi. Therefore that Kli is Batal. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Chachomim say, no. It's got to be less than a shir of chamisha tefachim. Because a shir of chamisha tefachim is roi l'kabla midras. But if, apparently, we're agreed, kimimayit mi tahar, if it's less than five tefachim, it's tahar. But according to you, Reish Lakish, because at this point we thought that any situation, any shir, it would be chasher. So since it's enough to use for ma'aforet, it should be chasher, right? Answers the Gemara. No, we're talking about over here, it was being used by a zav. So you basically have this waterproof cover for a seat so that the seat doesn't get dirty when the Zov sits on it. And if that's what it is, so then if it's less than five tefachim, it's no longer usable. So it's true that you have a ma'aforet, but that's irrelevant to our situation here.
Zoktai the commissioner.
Or Shiyesha Alav Kizayit Basar. Now this is a Mishnah that we've discussed at great length already, because we had all of these dinim, in what sense is the Or Mevatel the Basar. We had the Machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and we went through it in many different ways. We finally are here. So let's take a look at the Mishnah inside. Or Shiyesha Alav Kizayit Basar, if you have a full Kizayit, so then Hanogea Betziva Yotzei Mimenu Bisara Kenegdo Tamei. So then even if you touch something that is not the full basar, but it's attached to the basar, so you have a little piece of connective tissue, or you have a hair that is growing out of this basar, kenegdo. We said before that this was according to the Man Yomer, that it's only a shomer, that the shomer, the hair is mechalchel, remember, goes all the way down to the flesh, and therefore the hair itself is considered to be a shomer. And all of this is metame. But suppose it was two chatzai zeitim that are attached to the same piece of skin. Hayu alav kishnei chatzai zeitim. So then remember Rabbi Shmuel Shita, or is not mevatel basar, and we had the whole discussion yesterday, is that always, Rav Huna said, according to our pshat, even alibid Rabbi Shmuel, or is mevatel basar, if you'd cut it off. And here we're only talking about a case where an animal bit it off. That was our whole discussion. Okay, in the Mishnah doesn't say clearly what the case is, but Rabbi Yishmael says, as long as you've got two chatzizetim, you could still be tamei benevela, but only if you carry it. Because if you touch it, you can't put together two different acts of touching. So you're touching with one hand the left side of the meat, and with the other hand the left, the right side of the meat. That's not touching a kezayit of meat. Mashenkin, if you're carrying, carrying doesn't require that it all be connected because it's nothing to do with the connection. Maga is an act of connection. You're connecting your finger to the meat. And over here, you're not connecting your finger to a tefach of meat. So therefore, it'll be tamei b'masa, but not b'maga. Rabbi Akiva says, no way, it's not tamei at all. Lo b'maga, v'lo b'masa, because as we'll see later, and as we saw earlier, according to Rabbi Akiva, orz b'mato basar, and that's the issue. But do not think that the reason that Rabbi Akiva holds that it's not matame either b'maga b'masa is because of the fact that it's only a chatzi zayit and therefore you cannot be mitzarefit. No, that's not why. Moda Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva would agree that it would be matame you in a case where, let's say, you took a toothpick and you put shnei chatzei zeitim on a toothpick. And now you move these two chatzei zeitim, which is an act of masa. So there it would be tameh. The only reason that Rabbi Akiva is saying it's not tameh is because it's attached to the skin. So mipnei ma Rabbi Akiva mitaher ba'or. Not because you didn't do an act of masa, but because there's no meat. There's no nevela. Why? Where'd the meat go? It went to be bottled to the or. Mipnei sha'or mivatlan. All right, fascinating. How far does Rabbi Akiva mean to go when he says it's only because the or is mivatlan? Would Rabbi Akiva maybe say that if the or was not mivatlan, that it would be tame even b'maga? Maybe he holds that you could be mitame b'maga by touching one thing with one hand and another thing with another hand. It's also possible. In other words, even though Rabbi Akiva is being makel, maybe he's being makel only in this, in that the or is mivatl. But he's being machmer in the din of becoming tame. Okay. Omar Ula Om Rabbi Yochanan, and Ula quotes Rabbi Yochanan. When do we say this? Now, what he seemed to understand, Rabbi Yochanan said these words, but what part of the Mishnah was he referring to? Ula said that when it says in the opening of the Mishnah, that a kezayit is not batel, when is a kezayit not batel? Lo shano ela palatato chaya. That's only if an animal bit it. But if a guy came along and he cut off the skin carelessly, leaving a full kezayit, even if it was connected by makom echad, then it would be mavato, even a full kezayit. So then, if it's a full kezayit, would that include a full kilo? Would it include 20 kilos? I mean, I understand. A kezayit is the shear. It's either less than a kezayit or more than a kezayit. If you're telling me that the act of skinning is considered to be a bittel, no matter what, I mean, how far are you going to carry this? Would he would have said it, Reb Nachman says to Ula, would Reb Nachman have said it, even the size of a katarta, which is a quarter of a kav, or Rashi brings another possibility that a katarta is the full size of the scale, the measuring, the holding piece, the cup of the scale. I forgot there's a professional word, but it's not cup. I can't remember what it is. Omalei. So Ula said, yeah, I guess so. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan said it's bottle because the guy cut it. Would he say even if it's the size of a sieve? Omalein. Why not? I mean, it's either bottle or not bottle. I mean, if it's bigger than a kezayit, it's going to be mavato. What's the difference how big it is? Omalei. So Rabbi Nachman says, well, I swear to God, if Rabbi Yochanan would tell me that with his own mouth, I wouldn't pay a minute's attention to it. It's ridiculous. What are you talking about? A guy cuts a piece of skin and he leaves 5 kilo of meat on it, but it's bottle because he cut the knife that way. That's crazy. So Imam Ali Rabbi Yochanan, Mipume Lod Saitin Ali, I wouldn't believe it. So Kisolik Rav Hoshaya, when Rav Hoshaya went up there to Israel, he finds Rav Ami, and he says over, and Armel Shmai took him, he said over, look, you know, Rav Yochanan said, Lo Shono Shepalato Chaya, and Rav Nachman said, I don't believe it. And if Rav Yochanan said it in my face, I'd say, ridiculous. Okay, Adelaide Rav Nachman. Said Rav Ami, well, I see Rav Nachman is getting a little bit too big for his britches. Mishum Rav Nachman, Chatmin Rav Nesia, just because Rav Nachman thinks he's a big shot because he married into the house of the Nasi and he married the daughter of the Nasi, he thinks that he is now a big shot and he can now be Mizalza Rishmaite to Rav Yochanan. What's the matter with him? Now, Zimnin, once Rav Asher walks in, and he finds that actually Rav Ami is saying over this mimer of Rav Yochanan, but he was saying it on the latter part of the Mishnah, Kamala Seifa. The Seifa, of course, is talking about where there is not a Kezayit. So where he said was, that lo shana lo pelatato chayam, but pelatato sakin bota. All of a sudden, the lights went on. Oh my gosh, she says, Mara Sefer Matila? You mean what you're saying is that Rabbi Yochanan said that if the less than the kezayit was cut on purpose by a guy who's cutting the skin, less than a kezayit is bottle. Yeah, he said, well, obviously. Amalein. Oh my goodness, says Rami, you can't mean that Ula told it to you on the Reisha, and that even a full kezayit would have been bottle. Says Rabbi Shaya, yes, that's exactly what the whole conversation was. He said even a kezayit would be bottle. Rabbi Nachman said to him, and how about 5 kilos? And, you know, and he said, yeah, well, what's the difference? A kezayit, 5 kilos. Oh, for God's sake. Elohim, I swear to God, Yomar li Yoshua ben Nun, argues his Mishmei, lo tzaitin alei. I don't care if Yoshua ben Nun, forget about it. You know, I'm sorry now I made fun of him. If Yoshua ben Nun himself had told it to me. Now, the other gears here is, Yoshua ben Nun, bepume, with his own mouth would have told me. Changing it to Mishmei is two possible things. Either, if Yoshua ben Nun had quoted Rabbi Yochanan, I wouldn't have believed him, because I know Rabbi Yochanan's not an idiot, which of course is a completely different way of saying it. Or some suggest, had Yoshua ben Nun told it to me in the name of his own Rebbe, meaning in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, I wouldn't have believed it. Yeah, probably the correct Girsa, it would appear, is Mipume. Lo tzaitin alei, I never would have agreed to accept such a thing. Kiyata Rabin Vachondakute. When Rabin came with all those that had made Yerida, Amrua Aresha. He said, no, the Ula was right. What? The Elokasha. So, you know, I mean, it is insane. How can you say it's possibly bottle? And Rav Papa explained, because you guys are making a mistake. Your vision of the case is that a guy slipped with his knife or was insanely careless. Maybe he was drunk or on drugs. And he leaves 5 kilo of meat attached to his. This is what the kezayis means to you. A kezayis means a big hunk of meat, in which case, how are you going to be machalic, how big it is? That's not the case at all. The case is, like some people cut an apple peel. You cut an apple peel, you leave along the entire apple peel, a 2 millimeter strip of apple attached to the apple peel. That is some people that drives absolutely crazy. When you're throwing out 2 millimeters of apple along the entire peel, is a epic science. So if you do that with a skinning an animal, and you have a little tiny piece of skin, along the whole animal, it's a kezayit. When you're crazy and throw out a kezayit. So that's what he's talking about. If it was a kezayit, it's talking about bimurudat. It's not any piece of meat, it doesn't matter. A guy cut it, it's bottled to the oar. Of course not. Ula was saying an intelligent mimer of Rabbi Yochanan, it's talking about a piece that's mirudad. And that is what we're referring to over here, Achanami mirudad, which Rashi points out is the lashon of the way in which we have the rikuei pachim. Rikuei is mirudad. Bang it out, make it thin. So over here we have mirudad, a very tiny, thin piece of meat. That's the point. So that could certainly be bottle, because the kezayit that you're talking about is to scrape off a kezayit from the skin. Is that to you unreasonable? Obviously, you're not saying that if you have a serious piece of meat, you have a hunk of meat, that it would be bottle. Even a kezayit wouldn't be bottle if it was a hunk of meat. There is no hunk of meat over here. So the general, when people get a skin that's got that kind of meat attached to it, they're not going to go scrape it off in order to put together a kezayit. So there really is bottle. Okay, continuing on. It is a kezayit, but it's the way in which it's a kezayit. It's a kezayit because over the entire skin of the animal, if you scraped it all together, you'd have a kezayit. That's a completely different thing. It's not that there's really a hunk of meat that's a kezayit b'makom echad. Okay, now, the next thing that we had in the Mishnah was the machloket. If you've got a chatzizayit and a chatzizayit, says Rabbi Yishmael, well, you can't be matame b'maga, but you can carry it. And Rabbi Akiva says, well, it wouldn't help to carry it anyway, because if it's attached to the skin, it's bottled to the skin. That was what we learned in the Mishnah. Now, comes along Bar Pota to say, now let's not misunderstand what it's talking about over here. When Rabbi Yishmael said that there's no way to be metame b'maga, what he means is there's no way to be metame b'maga if you touch the side of the skin. Because over there, since it's not a kezayit, it doesn't have a din of a yad, and it doesn't have a din of a shomer. And even though we said before, the shear is differently, that was a machlokas, right? In which you can ein shomer l'pachas mikezayit, okay? Comes along now, this is a whole different way of looking at it. If you touch the meat, comes along, bar pot, if you touch the meat, then according to Rabbi Yishmael, yesh nogea b'chose v'nogea, this word nogea b'chose v'nogea doesn't mean literally. You touch a half a kezayit, you take off your finger, and then you move it and touch the other half a kezayit. That nobody holds as metame. It means that you're touching simultaneously, but we're viewing it as if we have to take that nagia and then take the other nagia and put them together. So it's like nagia b'chayshav nagia. And therefore, if it was milafanav, then even Rabbi Shmuel would hold that it would be tamei. You don't need masa. Maga is enough. Rabbi Yochanan says, nah, ain't no gea because of a no gea. I mean, what would Rabbi Shmuel is saying? You can't be tummy but maga. Why can you come along and say that only means me'achorav? And this is Rabbi Yochanan l'shita. Told the Omer Rabbi Yochanan, you should know that Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Dusa ben Horkanis basically have the same approach to the din of tziruf of tuma. They were Omer Dovar Achad. Rabbi Yishmael, in this statement of saying if the or, even though the or is not mevatel, there's no way to be nogea. You can only be tamei behesed, or b'masa, in other words. And Rabbi Dusa ben Horkanis is in the Mishnah where it says, it's not kolam etamim ba'ol. Anything that would be metame ba'oa, let's say like a kezayit of a meat. And now they were cut into two parts. So you have a pochas b'kezayis, a pochas b'kezayis. And you bring them into the house, and now you have a full kezayit in the house. Reb Dozer ben Orkanis is betayer, because he says, you can't be ma'il v'chozeru ma'il. It's got to be one kezayit. Where's the one kezayit? And the chachamim are metame. So I'm saying, says Rabbi Yochanan, is it not so? The Rabbi Dosef and Urkin has said there in the Mishnah that ain ma'ahil v'chozer u'ma'ahil. That's basically the equivalent of Rabbi Yishmael. That ain nogea v'chozer v'nogea. Wait a minute. Are you saying, oh my God, what you're saying is that according to Rabbi Yishmael, ain nogea v'chozer v'nogea, the mashma'ut is that these machlokasim line up. In other words, but I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, it's nogea v'chozer v'nogea. In other words, you're saying that, in essence, Rabbi Akiva is more machmer than Rabbi Yishmael. The only reason in our Mishnah he says tahor is because there's no baser. Because the or is mevato. These were the closing words of the Mishnah. Right? Mipnei ma Rabbi Akiva metayer mibar. Mipnei sha'or mevatlan. And so therefore, if you're telling me that the Rabbi Yishmael is going, like Rabbi Dosef ben Horkan is over here. So then Rabbanim were going Rabbi Akiva. But I thought Rabbi Akiva was being makel. He says it's tar. No. I can look metayer Rabbi Akiva ala ba'or. Avo ba'alma metamei. Isn't that the whole point of the Mishnah? Kiriktani seifa. Umoda Rabbi Akiva b'shnecha tse'ezei tim. Shetakwa b'kisa v'isitam. The Mishnah continues on. You have a very naive approach over here. If you think all Rabbi Akiva is saying is that Chatzi Zayit is not going to be Mistarif, obviously that's not what he's saying. He continues in the Mishnah to say that if you would have a toothpick that would be holding these two things together, then actually it would be Mitame. And the only reason it's not Mitame, because my Rabbi Akiva Mitare Ba'or, is only because the Or is Mivatlan. And so I'm telling you that remarkably, you can have a nogea v'chozer v'nogea, according to Rabbi Akiva. Mosif Rav Ukva Bar Chama, we darshened in the pasuk, if you recall initially, the opening pasuk in this parak, in Or Barota, benivlatam. So there it says, kol anogea benivlatam yitma ad ha'arev. It has to be benivlatam v'lo ba'or sheyesh alav shnei chatzei zeitim. It won't work if you touch skin that has two chatzei zeitim. Yochol af b'masa, you might think that even if you carried the two, it wouldn't work. Talmud lomar, therefore, continues the pasuk to say, v'hanoseyet nivlatam yechabez bigadav. So hanosei will certainly be yitma. That will be Tamei. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Hanogea v'hanose. You're reading this wrong. Why does the Pasuk put together Nogea in the same idea as Hanose? That's to teach me. Etche balaklal maga, balaklal masa, lo balaklal maga, lo balaklal masa. Something which can become tame if I touch it will become tame if I carry it. But if it's not going to be tame if you touch it, it's not going to become tame if you carry it either. The im ita, if Barpoda is correct, that a libet Rabbi Yishmael yesh nogea because of a nogea. Why is Rabbi Akiva asking a question on Rabbi Yishmael? Rabbi Akiva is saying, oh no, Rabbi Yishmael, it's a very nice drasha. But the Torah is putting the two of them together. Rabbi Yishmael should have turned around and said, well, what's the matter with you, man? I was only talking about where you touch it from the back. But if you would touch it from the front, then it's balak lal maga. I mean, obviously, if I don't touch it, it's not balak lal maga. But if it's balak lal maga, what I'm saying is, if you carry the two of them, where you weren't nogea, you would still be matame with masa. Must be, therefore, that Rabbi Akiva was completely ignoring any possibility of bar pada. And Bar Pada is up the creek. Nobody was agreeing with Bar Pada. Nobody responds that it's Balak Lal Maga. So if you're going to tell me Im Itef Bar Pada is correct, it is Balak Lal Maga. It's Balak Lal Maga. Milafanav. On my rubber, well, that's not fatal. What it could be that Rabbi Akiva was tining to Rabbi Yishmael is that if the meat is arranged in such a way that it's Balak Lal Maga Bechotzad, if you would touch it in the same way that you would carry it, and that would be balak lal maga, no matter where you touched it, only then is it balak lal masa. The lo balak lal maga bechol tzad, lo balak lal masa. So if that were the case, then indeed Rabbi Shimon does not hold it's balak lal maga bechol tzad, because he says if you touched it from the other side, from the skin side, it wouldn't be balak lal maga. But of course it's not. I mean, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't necessarily have to agree with that piece of it. He could agree that even if it's Balak Lal Maga, but Sabecha. Boy, mine Rav Avia Saba, be Rabba Baravuna. Explain to me something. Suppose you've got a thigh bone, okay? This thigh bone is only a shomer on the marrow that's in it, as we're going to see, if it's completely sealed. But if it's not completely sealed, then it will allow bacteria in. So a kulit of an nevela is actually, the Mishnah says, if and only if it's sealed completely, only then is it considered to be a shomer.
Natural sealed?
Yeah, it's closed. It wasn't cracked in any way, right? So over there, we say that it's tar because it's lo balak lal maga. You cannot actually touch the marrow. The question is, what would Rabbi Yishmael hold about that? Because here Rabbi Yishmael is saying, when you carry your tummy, but if you touch your tar. So maybe the same thing should be true about the marrow. If you carry the marrow, even though you couldn't touch it because it's completely satum, it would still be metamiyu. So what would he hold about that? Kulich stumala Rabbi Yishmael mao tetame. Is it that Rabbi Yishmael agrees with the Iker Drosha? Shebalaklal maga, balaklal masa. Lo balaklal maga, lo balaklal masa. Why then does he argue with Rabbi Akiva in the case of the or with the busser? Because he says you don't need maga and be called sad. You just need the balaklal maga. And over here it is balaklal maga, which is exactly what Bar Pada said. It's balak lal maga if you touch it from the front end, because he's also made it a yesh nogea because of an nogea. Or does Rabbi Yishmael b'chlal not hold to that drasha? Odom Aletle, maybe he doesn't hold to that drasha. And basically, if that would be true, then in the case of a kulit stuma, he would disagree with the Mishnah. And he would say a kulit stuma, even though it's lo balak lal maga, is still balak lal masa. So this, he asks, Rav Avia Saba was a great man, asks Rabba Bar Avuna on his way back from Shir. Says Rabba Bar Avuna to him, look at the birdie! Look! It's Urva Parcha! There's a little birdie! Meaning, I ain't gonna answer your question. Look at the birdie! So anyway, they walked away. So Rava, who was the son of Rabba Bar Huna, so he asks his father, "Excuse me, Dad, isn't that Rav Avia Saba Mipumpadisa? Is one of the big gedolim that you said to me? You're always telling me what a great man he is. The Mishabeach Lanmar Begave the Gavra Rabahu, and you tell him, look at the birdie. I mean, why wouldn't you answer his question? Omar Le, you know, people do not take into consideration what it takes out of you to give a drasha. I've been sitting up there. Ani ayom samchuni bashishot. I'm sitting. I'm coming back. I can barely walk. They ought to be bringing me now hot water bottles and plastic bags filled with wine and with this soft, delicious flour. And be nice to me. Instead, I don't care. He's an Adam Gadol. He comes and asks me something I'm supposed to use my brain on. I don't have any brains today. Boy, I mean, I mail to the boy, time up. I'm trying to show him that, you know, I mean, that's about the level of communication. I can't deal with anything of this complexity. So I say to him, Urva Parak, what do you want? I don't care if you're Moloch or maybe Koloyon Kuloto. You can be waving this around all you want. As far as I'm concerned, makes no difference. You can do it all day. You're never going to become tummy, which, of course, is the opposite of our Mishnah. I just want to point out to you, by the way, that this whole business of sticking something onto a toothpick, l'chor according to Rabbi Akiva, is completely irrelevant. Because since Rabbi Akiva holds Nogea because of a Nogea, then it would be tame no matter what, with a toothpick, without a toothpick. The only reason that we put it this way, Sestesis and Amad Aleph, is because since Rabbi Akiva was arguing with Rabbi Shmuel about the case of the Or, he's saying, look, that is the point. If it wouldn't have been skin and it would have been a toothpick, that would have been fine. I'm just saying that Or is Mavato. Anyway, getting back now to Ula. How in the world is Ula going to explain the Mishnah? It says, "Ayu alav shnei chatzai zeitim mitamim b'masav lo b'maga divrei Rabbi Yishmael." You just explained why there is no way to be mitamim b'masav, not because of the drush of Rabbi Akiva that whatever is tami b'maga is tami b'masav, but because of a din in Nisei itself, that Nisei has to be a piece that is interconnected. So how do you explain the Mishnah? And here is where Rav Papa gave his original explanation of Merudad, that when we're talking about a piece of skin that has shnechatza is a team, what it means it has two lumps of meat. And then there's this very thin layer that the sakim is properly cutting, a layer of apple, so to speak, on the skin of the apple, the underside of the skin, and then there were two chunks of apple.
So
no, it's not that it's tiruf, it's nisa. It's nisa with that piece. Because it's all one. And therefore, this is not, and that's why we were able to use Rav Papa to explain Rabbi Yochanan's Maimer at the top of the page here. That's what he was referring to. There's a prayer, we can say the whole Mishnah is talking about a Kesem Merudad, where we're talking about where you have a Kezayit on the Or. So ask the Gemara, okay, so read on. Fine, you explained Rabbi Yishmael. Read on. Toshma. Moder Rabbi Akiva v'shnei chatzai zeitim. I mean, you know, I'm sure you chose your case very carefully, and you said if you put two pieces of meat on a toothpick, you could wave it around all day, and it's not going to become tummy. The Mishnah says, Moder Rabbi Akiva v'shnei chatzai zeitim, that you put on a toothpick, and you are tummy. And if you did, you went ahead and made sitan, you're tummy. Why? Why are you tummy? You can't pick up both pieces by them. So you have to pick them up with a toothpick. And it's not Nisa. He answered, Rabbi Akiva is also talking about where the two pieces were mechubar with a slight merudat in between. And this, in fact, is emachlo ketana'im ketanoi. Echad anogea v'echad hameisit. It doesn't matter whether you're talking about over here. Note the language. Tachvam bekisam v'hisitan, says Rabbi Akiva, that it's tame. So it wouldn't matter whether you touch it or whether you push it and it moves. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, af ha no say. Now, this doesn't seem to make sense on the surface. Yes, the Gemara no say. Otu no say, lav me si to understand. If you're carrying it is moving it. So when you're saying, af ha no say, what do you mean? isn't a noseya mesit, unless we understand that what Rebbe Eliezer is saying is that the Tanakhama started off by saying echad anogea ve'echad mesit, even if it wouldn't be nisa together. And that this idea of requiring, as Ula just said, that it be dumya de nisa, no say dumya de nisa, that's not true. Comes along Rebbe Eliezer to say, no, it's only if it would be nisa, vahu de nisa, that's what he's saying, afanose. Meaning, only in a case where you could carry it together, because it would be nisa together. And that's, but he says, he says also, he doesn't say only. I mean, according to you, he should have said only. So my af, well, he changed that. He meant only if it's being nisa, meaning if af no say, that it's also carryable, then you can be metame, because meitzit is a type of no say. But if it's not nisa together, then it's not going to work. Masiv Rabbi Yirmiya. Tano shenitma ketzem betarino tocho kol shlosha v'gorer et hatefela ad sheye ba'aretz. Rabbi Yirmiya, eino tzarich lo legror et hatefela v'lo ad sheye ba'aretz. Come on, man. Memato mi biftim mi arba tvachim. And that's fine. So ki memato mi arba mi atohor. Why? I thought it would leave it a rich lokish. Something is strong. It can easily be rebuilt. It's cholim v'koy. Normally, Rava... You're asking a kasha. I said, bring a raya from the Rabbonin. And the Rabbonin has say indeed like Rish Lakish. The point is, Alam Rabbachi coming. Everybody's made it. Tanur Shinitma, Ketzin Betarinoto. Now, insert the words, and if Harotzer Shaloya Votan Roli De Tuma in the first place, Ketzer Uosa, there the Chachomim say, your whole kolish lo shavagaret atvilat shebaret, there's no difference between the beginning and the end. Whereas Rabbi Meir says, nah, if it wasn't tame yet, all you need to do is to be memayed it, that it shouldn't be a kli, to be makabel tuma. Eno tzarich lo lagrot atvila, v'lat shebaret, ala mamato mi bifnim, mi arba tvachim. Now, omar ma, choko lishlosha, v'raminu tanur, tichilato, we're talking over here the Mishnah Kelim, Tichiloto arba'a v'shiarava arba'a divrei Rabbi Meir. And the crazy thing is that the Chachamim agree, except they put in one caveat. The Chachamim omrim, it's true, but b'med v'orim amorim b'gadol, avod b'katan, tchilato koshu, mishetigamir malachto, then you got this problem of ruba. When you say koshu, what does, I mean, it can't literally mean koshu, make up your mind? No, it's talking about the tzalke mitzlak. And achadav de gistra. Rubo, tefach. What are you going to do with the rov of a tefach? Rabbi, doesn't mean that. It means shiare gadol is berubo. But you just said the Rabbanan says Shirei Begadol were Barba, they said. Lokasha, Habetanu Rabat Tisha, Habetanu Rabat Shiva. Now, Lishna Achmina, going back all the way to beginning about Rish Lakish, is that Ravuna Mishum Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi said the exact opposite. When you're cutting the talit, it's only where it's made out of material, Lashon la talit. But if you would have or is Choshev, Eitvei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, or Tamei Midras Chishev Alav L'Retzua V'Sandalim, Kiva Shinatan Bo Izmal Tor Divrei Rabbi Yirav Chachomim Amrim, Ad Shimatenu Mechamishat Tvachim. Why would you need Chamishat Tvachim according to your Rish Lakish? Why wouldn't we say it's Chashiv? Why? Because Achmaiz Kinet Gabayla L'Moshe of Zav, and that's where we get the Shir, and it's not usable. Or sheyesh lav kizayit basara noge betziva yotzei mimenu besara shekenegdo tamei. Hayu alav kishnei chatzei zeitim, metamei b'masa v'lo b'maga divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva omer, lo b'maga v'lo b'masa, umodi Rabbi Akiva b'shnei chatzei zeitim, shetachafan b'kisem v'sitan, shu tamei mipnei ma Rabbi Akiva metayr ba'or, only mipnei sha'or mevatlan. Omrulam Rabbi Yochanan lo shano palatato chaya, ava palatato sakin bato. Omrulay Rav Nachman lo ula, So what's the shear? I mean, did Rabbi Yochanan say afilu ketzaretza? Amalei, sure. Afilu kenafya? Amalei, why not? Amalei, God in heaven. If Rabbi Yochanan was said it to be mipume lo tzaitin alei. Ki solik Rav Hoshai Hashkele Rabami. And he said over what Ula said and what Rav Nachman said. Amalei, well, yeah, he's getting a little uppity there, Rav Nachman. Mishum Rav Nachman chatni de Venesio. He thinks he has a right to be mezalza b'shmaita Rav Yochanan. Now, once Rav Hoshaya walks in, he finds Rav Ami Ashkeli Yosef Gamar La Seifa. That is, Oyol of Shnei Chatzah. He said, "Tibetam be Mamasvel be Magadim Rav Yishmo, Rav Yakiva Meloba Magav Meloba Masa." And he says over that Rav Yochanan said, "But that's only Palat Tochaya. If it's less than a Kazai, Palat Tosakin Bata." Oh my Lord, Rav Hoshaya. Oh my God, Mara Seifa Matile. I'm like, well, obviously, you don't mean that Ula Reisha Amar Li Aleichu. Oh my, that's exactly what I mean. Oh my God. If that's the case, I swear to God, that's crazy. Well, we're going to see later on, the Rav Papa says, we're talking about a case where it's Merudad. Hachanami b'merudad. Hayu alav, Amar bar pada, lo shano el me'achorav. Avo milafanav, yesh nogev achoz v'nogev. Rabbi Yochanan says, nah, there's never no geva because of an ogea. And Rabbi Shmuel over here. Was Rabbi Yochanan a time? The Umber Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Dosev, and Orkid is on the Dover Echad. Rabbi Shmuel, I just said, he obviously also can't be an ogea. Rabbi Dosev and Orkid says the same thing in a different case, slightly different. Where over there he's talking about Kalam Atam and Ba'el, and now they were Nechlak to Pochs Mikashir, and you put them both into the same body. Says Rabbi Dosev and Orkid is not Tame. The Chachomim, however, are matami. Now, didn't Rav Dosev ben Orkina say over there, there's no mayo v'chozer mayo? He would have said the same thing over here. Eino gei v'chozer ben ogea. And that's the same thing as Rabbi Shmuel. Now, wait a minute. If you're saying that Rav Dosev ben Orkina is going like Rabbi Shmuel, then you're saying the Rabbonin are going like Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Akiva was more makel, not more machmer. Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah says it's tar. Sure, he says it's tar, but why is it tar? Ad kam lo kama b'tayr Rabbi Akiva, because it was bottled to the or. That's ba'or, avu ba'alma metami. It says beferish. Kerek toni seifu, modu Rabbi Akiva, b'shnei chatzei zeitim shetachvam b'kisem visitam shutamei. So, mipnei ma Rabbi Akiva b'tayr ba'or medesh or mevatan. So what are you asking me? The Rabbi Akiva's l'kula. Rabbi Akiva's l'kula because there's no busser, darn it. But if there were busser, Rabbi Akiva would be l'chumra. And Rabbi Akiva holds you could actually be nageya. Most of if this is the pshat, how do you explain the following brayta? We darshan over there beneath latam v'lo b'lor sheish lav shechatzal zaitim. You might think even b'masa, says Rabbi Shmuel. No, it says v'ano seyitma. That's Rabbi Shmuel's pshat. Rabbi Akiva asks on Rabbi Shmuel, how can you say that? The Torah is comparing v'ano geya v'ano sey. That tells me, and should tell you too, as your balaklal maga, balaklal masa, lo balaklal maga, lo balaklal masa. Now, if Parpada is correct, that aliba to Rabbi Shmuel, yesh nogea, because of a nogea, so what's Rabbi Akiva telling him? Rabbi Akiva is saying it has to be balaklal maga. It is balaklal maga. Milafanav. Omar Rava Achikama, et she balaklal maga, behold sad, balaklal masa. Lo balakol maga bechol tzad lo balakol masa. Boy, mei revavia saba mi rabba baravuna kulit situmal Rabbi Shmuel marsh tetamei. Is it that Rabbi Shmuel holds vetcha balakol maga balakol masa? No balakol maga lo balakol masa, and it's because in this case he just holds that this is called balakol maga. At least milafanav, but a kulit stuma is not indeed balakol maga. Odom aletle. Amalei, look at the pretty purdy. Urva parach. Amalei, Rava Berei. How did you say that? Isn't that Ravavia Saba Mipumpadisa? You're always telling me he's such a great man. Amalei, what kind of business is me asking me questions today? Ani ayom samchunim ba'ashishot. I got koyach for more kashas over here. Bamine milta da boy taima. Amar ula. Shrei chatzoy zeitim shetachlam bekisam. Man, you can swing this around your head all day long. You're still going to be taught. My time, k'tiv v'nisa. We read that as no say, but that means it's got to be no say if it's nisa b'vatachat. So, but the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says you have a piece of skin that is shnei chatzoi zeitim. So a tamim b'masav alam amag, even though it's not connected. If we shmal amag alam nisau. Omer of puppet is nisa. It's talking about over here that's connected with a thin strip of basar merudad. But what about Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva is talking about shnei chatzoi zeitim that you put onto a toothpick, and the din is, he says he's on your tummy, you're telling me he's tar. Am I? It's lav nisahu. Nah, it's talking over here also, it's merudad. Kitanoi. Echad anogev, echad amisit. Rabbi Eliezer says, yeah, carrying two. What do you mean carrying two? No, say is the best mesit you can have. El alav, what he's trying to say is, only if it's carryable too. Echad anogev, echad amisit. Baloney, so according to Tanakama, comes along Rabbi Eliezer, no. It would only be Tameh. I mean, I'm assuming that what you're saying is that you're going to push it because you can't really carry it. If you can't carry it, it's not going to become Tameh at all. It's not because there's no say. There's no separate Mesid by Tumas Avelis. It's only by Zav. So who Denisah?